Last time on Forever GM Presents Perilous, after agreeing to enter into a seemingly deadly dungeon to help find a young boy's mother, the party descended into what looks to be an ancient library. At the end of a long hallway, they came to a room with a door made of solid gold. After a bit of experimenting, they managed to coerce a paper chicken into laying a golden egg to help them open the door, because that makes sense, right? On the other side of the door is what appears to be an endless tundra, extending in every direction. You continue in through this door into this endless sort of tundra, and as you step in, the door behind you starts to just slowly close. As the door shuts, it seems to disappear from existence altogether, leaving you with just this kind of snowy landscape stretched to the horizon in every direction.
Here, let me get up on your shoulders.
Whose shoulders are you kidding?
I'm climbing up on top of whichever of you will let me.
And just stop moving and look sad.
You can perch on Millie's hammer. She is 5 foot tall, so.
it's taller than she is.
The hammer is, yeah.
That's very good.
All right, so you're perched up on top of this hammer with your spyglass looking out towards the horizon, and you see, very far away from you, there is a kind of like woody bush with these bright purple berries on it, alone in the tundra in a little section of ground that is just free of snow.
Some sort of a bush. It's got purple berries on it. One, two, a couple dozen. It's all alone. I don't know, it might be a metaphor or whatever.
I think as you say it might be a metaphor, you are reminded of a kind of old ancient story that is told in the country where you come from, Krokuta, about a great hero that existed long ago named Rasvan, who traveled to the edge of the world to find the bush of the Renberry. The Renberry is said to contain the power of true vision, allowing anyone who eats it to see the solution to all of their problems. And this great hero went to the end of the world and found this berry and ate it. And the immense knowledge and constant vision of solutions that couldn't be implemented eventually led him to go completely mad. And he deteriorated into an anxious husk of his former self.
Woof.
F's for Rasvan.
If you're liking the show, please leave us a 5-star review with an F for Rasvan.
Yes. All right. It's a bush. I remember this from one of the old stories we used to tell around the barracks. They're poisonous. Don't eat them. I'm going to eat one. It's only good for gnoll people. So, don't you guys eat it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about that.
Maybe you should take a bunch because you're really concerned about
I'm just going to lick one just to make sure.
How poisonous?
Oh, really bad. It makes your skin melts off.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, it's gross.
Excellent. I'll have to take some of these.
Well, but you need your skin as a vampire or else all your blood falls out.
I mean, for poison
purposes. Oh, you're not going to eat it. Poison purposes. That makes a lot of sense.
For poison purposes.
For making people's skin fall off.
It sends a message.
But why would you want to do that? That's so gross.
Well, I mean, they won't know how gross it is because they'll be in agony.
I mean, they'll probably die very quickly.
Anyway, all the stuff I just said was real. Let's go. And I start bounding through the snow with big four-footed loping bounds.
Okay.
Millie, I've killed 13 people since we went on this mission.
When? What did I notice?
They were coming right at us. I say, and I just head after.
Did you try to befriend them first?
No, I didn't let them see me.
Millie is running after you in the snow. No, you have to try to be friends with people before you do anything like that.
We cut back to, like, there's a side passage in the library, and there's just, like, a friendly, smiling chef holding, like, a dumpling in his hands, and he's just dead.
Yeah, he's just, yeah.
Okay, so, Krokuta, you bound up to this bush, And as you get closer to it, I mean, this thing looks... It's weird and trippy that you're here at all, but this thing looks real in front of you. It is like a sort of bush with just a bunch of like woody little branches, all with these bright, almost glowing purple berries just hanging off of them.
Nice. I'm gonna grab one and I'm gonna lick it, because I just want a little bit of knowledge.
Nice. So you reach out to grab one, and when your fingers are like inches away from it, the ground beneath you starts to like rumble.
Nope.
And you remember like, oh wait, there was one more part to that story.
Oh no.
Rosvan had to fight a great monster to get to the berry bush.
Oh, right. That's why it's in your people's story canon in the first place, was the fighting.
The fighting.
Right. Obviously. Well, fortunately, my reflexes are second to none. Mm-hmm. When I face a sudden threat and have no edge, I immediately gain an edge.
Hey, nice.
Ooh, okay, you gain one edge. Fantastic. This whole little kind of snow-free patch of land that the berry is on starts to kind of like rise up out of the ground around it. Oh yeah, and it like continues to rise up until you see like an entire, it looks like a skull, but it's made of stone, probably about as tall as you, rises up out of the ground and continues to rise up until you see like kind of like the what looks like the bones of like shoulder blades and a rib cage and arms start to rise up all the way down to like nice. The waist, and there is like kind of from the waist up a giant skeleton, but made of stone, about, you know, 30 feet tall, kind of towering over you and just looking like it's about to swing one of its hands at you. And on the top of its head is the Renberry bush.
Well, I'm gonna say with my quick reflexes, I've just been trying to climb it as it's coming up out of the ground. My nice. Claws are like scrabbling on the stone, and I'm like leaping and bounding on
Ooh,
it.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so this skeleton has three tags associated with it. Mm. One is enormous.
Yeah.
Two is shattering blows.
Oh, no.
And three, which I didn't really mention this in the description, is metal armor. It has like some like shoulder pads and like a little bit of kind of armor mm-hmm. on like a little chest plate that is made of what just looks like steel. So in order to get to this Renberry bush and eat one of these berries, the three of you in some way are going to have to overcome all three of these tags. Now, I think if the first thing you're trying to do right off the bat, Crocuda, is to start to scale up this thing, I feel like that could help you overcome the enormous tag, right? If you can climb up mm-hmm. it, then its enormousness doesn't really matter mm-hmm. to you.
Yeah.
So what exactly are you doing here?
Yeah, I'm definitely climbing it, and I think it might involve also my use the terrain, because I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I have to like start climbing this fast before it becomes animate. I'm trying to use, you know, the terrain of its body against it.
Oh, absolutely. So let me have you make a roll for that. How many tags do you have that can associate with
I guess they could also sort of count as superior positioning, because I was already in a really good spot.
I'll definitely let you use superior positioning. Absolutely.
All right, that's a plus six, baby.
Let's go.
Nice.
I got a 16.
A 16. Ooh. That is fantastic. So with a 16, one, you succeed, and you can choose one of the two following benefits. Either you overcome one of the challenge tags, presumably enormous, or two, you can create an opening for someone else, which is essentially you create a new tag that everyone else can use in all of their actions to get an additional plus two. So which of those do you think is going to be the most helpful for you right now?
Creating a new tag would be the selfless and helpful thing to do, which is why I'm not doing
Perfect.
It. I will overcome the enormous tag. I think I have managed to get up and sort of like scoot under one of its armor pieces or in between mm-hmm. its ribs or something, so that it can't quite hit me at the moment.
Okay, so that's going to overcome this enormous tag. So how about Millie? In this situation, what do you think Millie is doing?
Millie was running after Crocuda.
I think that as Crocuda like goes under the piece of its armor, it's kind of like swatting around at itself, you know, like a little sort of preoccupied with that.
what she would try to do is, I think she would assume that maybe Crocuda is being harassed, mm-hmm. and so she's gonna pull one of those, "Don't hurt my friends!" and she's going to try to charge it and, like, swing her hammer and smash into it.
Yes! Okay. What dags do you have that you can add to this?
For heavy weapon, which I think would be the most helpful mm-hmm. based on everything I have, comfort, encourage, heal, convince, befriend, impress, I don't know. Heavy weapon is smash, break, and overpower.
Those are the ones you want, I think.
Oh, I noticed a thing on my thing. It says, when you overcome a challenge related to the environment or terrain, explain how you turn it to your advantage and treat it as an opening instead. Would that count for the skeleton as yes. terrain climbing?
Yes, it would. So that would mean that the fact that Crocuda is under this thing's armor and kind of being a nuisance to it is going to be an opening that you can use to add +2 to your roll as well. So yeah, I'm going to say between smash, I want to say overpower fits here as well, because you're trying to literally just use your raw power to de-incentivize this thing from attacking your friend. and then also you'll get the additional +2 from that opening. So you're going to get a +6 to this.
Okay, let's see what we can do. Oh, I got a 20.
No way.
Hey. I get a thing if I hit a 20, right?
Well, you get two things.
Exactly. So you here can both overcome one of these challenge tags and create an opening. So again, the challenge tags that are left are shattering blows and metal armor. Which one of these do you think you're overcoming?
My thing is that with heavy weapon, I'm an unstoppable force, and when I hold my ground, nothing can move me. So
that seems to pretty much contest with its shattering blows.
Maybe, like, I hit it through the arm. Like, I jumped up, and I swung, and I, like, ripped off its arms.
Yep. Oh, that's so cool. That's amazing. Okay. And you also get to create an opening. So an opening is a tag that anyone else can use if it pertains to their role to get a +2. What do you think is the opening that you would create here?
The opening I think I would create is I've probably destabilized mm-hmm. At least like the top of its body, trying to rip off that arm. So there's probably a lot of cracks in its armor, at least up top.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
You could say that you disarmed it.
Oh yeah. So yeah, it has like weakened armor now. And so Rook, what would you want to do in this situation now, seeing all this happening?
Okay. So I had a couple of different ideas, but I think the one I like is using get in close and strike, both from quick weapon, to just try to find the straps or chains or whatever's binding the armor to the thing's body.
Uh-huh.
And just basically kind of jump around it, slashing those apart real quick.
Ooh, that's badass. Okay.
Maybe even like slash one down, like a strap, and then mm-hmm. hold onto it and use it to swing around the thing. Like a, you know, like a swashbuckly kind of swing around maneuver.
All right. Cool. So what tags do we want to add to this?
So I'm thinking get in close and strike from quick weapon.
Nice.
And then we could get the +2 from the opening.
Yeah. I think the opening that Cindy created will definitely pertain here. So it's going to be +6.
I got a 17 on the die, so that's 23.
Wow. Okay. So since all three of you rolled a 15 or more, you all gain an edge as well. Don't forget about that.
Ooh, nice.
You want to narrate for me how you overcome this last tag of metal armor?
So it's kind of reeling back to one side as Cindy has just obliterated one of its arms. And that sort of opening on that side, I jump up off of some rubble left by its arm, grab one of the exposed straps, flip out my blade, and just cut it, sort of reverse grip, cut it down to get the strap to loosen, and swing around the backside and grab hold of their plate from the other side and work my knife in there and cut it open and just kind of pull the back part off completely and sort of fall back with it. And now the front part is completely not supported by anything, so it falls off the other way too.
Oh,
so I fall
so cool.
with this giant plate kind of like on me, but you know, I'm falling into snow, so hopefully I'm safe.
That's amazing. Okay.
There is a hole in it, so it's going to fall, and you're just going to do the cool thing where you land in the superhero pose, and it falls around you.
Oh, yes.
And then when all the snow comes up, just like you are there. Fine.
Oh, that's so cool.
You have Buster Keaton powers.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. That for sure happens. Okay, so now that means that we've overcome all three of the tags that were associated with this thing. So you can all kind of collectively narrate how we overcome this challenge. I mean, we know what Rook is doing. That was pretty damn cool. How are we getting this Renberry?
I'm climbing up the thing's spine from the inside, I think.
Okay.
I'm just like, boop, 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 boop.
I love that.
I think Millie would basically try to like jump on its back and then like slam it forward because then it'll be close to the ground.
Yeah.
So if she like jumps up and like uses her hammer on its shoulder blades, it'll fall forward.
That's great.
Oh, I love it.
I'm holding on to it and then I get all jostled around.
Yeah. So I think that as you're doing that, it starts to like lose balance and starts to fall forward a little bit. And at the same time, Krokuda is just like swinging up off of its spine to land on its head and like just manage to like grab one of these berries and jump off of it as the whole thing just kind of comes crashing to the ground in just a, you know, huge kind of cloud of dust and snow.
Well, that was exciting.
I pop out of the snow and I've got like snow all sticking to my fur and I shake myself off.
Kokuda, are you okay?
What the heck were you two doing? Hitting that skeleton while I'm climbing it. You could have killed me.
I'm so sorry, but are you okay? Do you need anything?
And then I bust off laughing and I'm like, no, I'm kidding. That was cool as heck. Oh my gosh, you two are so great. Wow. And I go and I give you a big hug.
I'm so glad. Millie hugs you back.
Did you get your taste of poison?
Just about. But we got to do hugs first. It's more important.
Build yeah, come here. And Millie's going to like grab Rook and bring him into this hug.
Yes.
We've been through a battle together. Now we're a unit. Now we're a team.
That's
forged in the fires of the frosts of war.
Together. The frosts of war.
This is like our fourth battle together or something. But yeah, our friendship
is
deepened.
This is the most important one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Krokuda is, she's all snowy on her fur. It's still like stuck to the ends of it. And she's got the berry, you know, lightly and protectively held in her hand as we come out of this group hug. And she has a look that you've never seen on her face for a second. She looks contrite and she's kind of like not quite meeting your eyes. And then she licks her lips and she says, "Listen, you two. I mean it when I said I was really impressed by your backing me up there. You know, you didn't have to. I ran ahead and you did. And I just wanted to say that, I mean, I was first in my class at Military Academy, obviously, right? But what that meant was that number two and number three each tried to kill me like 15 or 20 times. And my little sister, she was trying to kill me. But that's just like, that's regular. That's family stuff, of course. So.
Sounds so awful.
No, that's just how it is, you know, when you're trying to be the best. I killed a couple of people who were higher ranked than me. They did not see it coming, let me tell you. But I'm realizing that it's kind of nice to have people that'll have your back a little bit more instead of putting bullets into it, which is a great tactic, by the way, if you're trying to take out somebody who's higher ranked than you.
Knives, too.
Yeah, knives are a little bit of meh. But what I was trying to say is, I like you guys. And I really appreciate that you're working with me here, and I could probably work with you a little better. I have been spending a lot of my time thinking, how would I shoot Millie if it, you know, she came running at me with her hammer, and it just, you know, like you do.
We've all done the Millie threat assessment.
I feel like I could probably be more effective as a member of this team if I didn't have to worry about that all the time. And I just wanted to let you know. Also, I super lied about the poison thing. These berries actually, they give you magical knowledge. They don't make your skin fall off. And it works for everybody. It's not just for me.
Well, at least you told me the truth.
Oh, it's man.
Tell the truth.
What if that whole speech was a lie and then I got you to eat the berry and your skin fell off?
Lucky for no, you, I'm a vampire.
No, that was true. Oh, that was, yeah, exactly.
No.
I knew. Ah, dang it. You got me too. They got a sense of humor under there.
I only have one mode of speech and it becomes very difficult to modulate it for, sarcasm.
That makes sense. Hey, I'm also sorry you had to kill a big skeleton.
No, that was
like,
awesome.
He's like your grandpa.
What?
Because you got a skull face.
That's a mask. This is a mask. It's not my real face.
Well, all right. You wanna listen here? And I get out a little knife and I slice the berry into three pieces.
Ooh. Oh.
And I say, all right. So if you eat one of these, or if you eat a whole bush, the story is kind of unclear. You kind of like see all of time and space, and it's too much for your mortal brain, shatters into a million pieces.
Oh.
But we each eat a third of a berry, and maybe you'll just have like a couple of libraries worth of information.
I'm fine with that.
Oh, okay.
And we'll do it at the same time.
Yeah, it'll seal our friendship.
You what?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going
that too.
Yeah, you can eat the berry, and it's a sign of our friendship.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Yeah.
And everybody, I assume, takes a bite?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I slip it under my mask.
But I wait just a second longer. No, I eat it the same.
At first, I don't think anything happens. And you all kind of look at each other and look around a little bit. And I'm going to say it's Millie that notices that off in the distance, like far behind where Crocuda is sitting, you see like kind of like a wavering spectral door.
There's a door.
Aha, the knowledge has already begun.
I think I can see doors now.
I turn to look where Millie is looking.
Yeah, I think that Rook sees it as well.
Okay.
Do I see it?
Yes, you do.
We've all got the power.
I approach the hazy, distant door, knife drawn carefully.
It looks like a door. It's kind of spectral, but it looks like it's there.
Okay, so I'm concerned that this might open, you know, it, like, away from us, and that's the worst possible way to open a door.
I kind of hustle Millie away from the skeleton, and then as we're, like, getting close up to the door, an explosion goes off because I blew up the bush behind us with the satchel charge.
No one else can have the vision barrier.
Yeah.
We better hope we rescue this lady, because this lady's never going to rescue now.
Nobody's coming after us now.
Why would you? Okay.
Well, okay, so I'll reach out and grab for the... Is there a door handle on this one?
There is.
Or do we need a snowy egg?
It's called a snowball.
There is a door handle, and you reach out, and it feels like it's there.
All right, I choose to believe, and I'll just kind of try to jiggle the handle. Does it feel locked or open?
No, it's open.
All right. Does it open in or out? I'm putting a little bit of pressure on it either way.
It opens in.
Ah, damn it. Okay. And I just turn it and then I just kind of throw it open. I don't follow it in, you know, I just kind of.
Yep. All right. And as it kind of throws open, you are hit with just like a wall of warm air. And it carries with it the smells of like cookies and pine trees and all things pleasant and like gingerbread. And it is just kind of like warm and comforting. And I think it wasn't until that very moment that you realized just how cold you are right now. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Forever GM Presents Perilous. We should have one more episode of this, and after that we're going to be getting into a campaign of End of the World run by Cindy, which is also going to be amazing. But before we finish this off, we're going to be giving away 2 digital copies of Perilous. So if you head over to Twitter and find us at ForeverGMPod, that's with the number 4, we have a pinned tweet, and if you follow us and retweet that, you will be entered to win a copy. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with our final episode of Perilous.